The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. And today, you got just me. Normally, I've got my buddy Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, but that lovely young man just got himself 3 weeks of vacation. Don't tell him I called him a lovely young man. David Summers over there, our producer. He'll never believe I said it. So anyway, yeah, we do have some proof. Yes, it is recorded. But anyhow, he had a wonderful 3 weeks of well-deserved vacation. That guy's been working his face off the last couple of years. And so today I'm going to be doing the show on my own. And I'm excited about our guest because it's a return guest who's been here with us before. We've got Sean Martin from the Rental Housing Association. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. I'm glad to have you back. And Rental Housing Association, why we keep having them back on the show is because there's a lot of stuff going on in the Puget Sound region as it relates to landlords and tenants. And specifically, there's some lawsuits currently going on with the city of Seattle and a few other things. And stuff's just changing really fast. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the market itself and its impact from these things that are happening. And then we're also going to get some updates from Sean, because if you've followed our programming for the last 2.5 years and as these things started coming up in the city of Seattle, you'll know that we've been following this. We've had several different guests on. We've had a Rental Housing Association on several times. We had Chris Bennis, who is a local landlord tenant attorney. We've also had property management companies on talking about how this impacts them and their businesses and their customers. So there's a bunch of different shows that all relate to this particular topic. So, but before we get there, I do want to mention, normally we do a market rate update, but because I'm not a licensed mortgage professional, I am not able to do that because I can't do things outside of my licensing. So we're going to skip that this week. Just want to point out for anyone who's been paying attention, though, we've had some pretty volatile rates recently, and they have been kind of moving upward. So you're going to be wanting to take care and be sure to talk to your mortgage professionals if you're in the process of trying to buy, because your ability to buy and what your top end is going to be very much impacted right now by what's going on. And especially, I'll give you an example. We just had yesterday, unfortunately, our client didn't win this one out, but they had 10 offers on a townhouse, only 937 square feet. It went over $700,000 in kind of the south portion of, you know, central Seattle. That's an area that had never really hit those kinds of numbers for that small of a property. So just be aware where these rates are going, because if you think you've got room to move on your escalations, because that thing was listed at 575, folks, that was a huge amount of escalations that happened inside of that. So if you think that your financing is going to keep you clear on that, keep close attention on what's going on, because you might find yourself a little surprised when you try and complete your transaction. So be paying attention and locking in rates when it makes appropriate sense. So outside of that, I also do want to mention, we're going to have these folks on the show in the coming weeks, but we had mentioned on a prior show about the Northwest Echo Building Guild, and they have coming up on April 28th and 29th, the 2018 Northwest Green Home Tour. And that's going to run from 11 to 5 p.m. At various sites throughout the Seattle area. But you can go to echobuilding.org. That's ECOBUILDING.org. Go there to get information about this, find out about tickets and everything else. Or you can get on Facebook, just like we are live right now, and go to NW Green Home Tour, and you can get more information. Okay? All right. So I'm going to dive right into this. So, Sean, we've already kind of introduced you, but why don't you tell everyone who's listening who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name's Sean Martin, obviously. I'm the interim executive director at Rental Housing Association of Washington. We have 5,300 members in the state, a lot of whom are in the Puget Sound region. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're kind of the place to go if you're an independent rental property owner You're looking to do things on your own. You don't want to pay a management fee and have all of that stuff every month coming out of the rent. So if it's tenant screening, all the different legal forms that are involved, you have a resource desk where you can get the next best thing to free legal. So for, you know,
the property, next best thing,
yeah. You know, if you can't get free legal, this is the next closest to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all sorts of education and events and whatnot that we put on for people to, to keep up on a lot of things we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also really just the advocacy, which is a lot of what I, you know, my background is, my prior title, external affairs director as well, is, and still doing that now, is a lot of the advocacy stuff, because there's always something changing. There's always something cooking in City Hall in Seattle or in Olympia. And so there's a ton of stuff that's happened lately that impacts rental owners and investors.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of that. In our Team Reba group, we have our CARE philosophy, and that stands for conduct, advocacy, representation, and excellence. And advocacy for us is always about making sure that our clients know what's going on, the impact it has on them, and then also fighting on their behalf. Because, like, as a realtor myself, you know, we have our own political action committees and whatnot, and we're always very concerned about what's going on with property rights. And that's what some of these battles with the city of Seattle are that are going on right now, is kind of the impact on property rights, right?
Yeah, essentially. Some of it gets beyond that. I mean, we're getting into free speech issues and things like that at this point, some of the ordinances that are being passed. So constitutional issues. But yeah, private property rights and really, you know, a lot of the stuff is framed as or pitched as this is a tenant protection, a consumer protection kind of thing that we're doing. And I think in some instances, the thought and the where people's hearts are in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we're not doubting that. It's just how it's being implemented.
How it's being implemented. And, there's not a lot of, private business rental experience on the city council right now. And
I would definitely agree with you.
It's a problem for the industry. I mean, housing costs. You talked about the $700,000
Yeah, 937 square
foot. And I'm just like, I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
I like the area. I don't like it that much. Like, who's paying 700 grand? This is crazy.
Well,
but it's housing cost. I mean, it's the number one issue. And
it is.
So, you know, landlords.
And you know that when you're driving around Seattle and you also see a lot of the tents. You know, I mean, we've got homelessness has become a massive issue. And we keep talking about that on this show as well. We keep talking about, you know, the people who are trying to help with those issues and trying to find solutions for it. But honestly, what the city is doing isn't helping.
No, not helping at all. There's obviously a problem out there. And the biggest concern and the frustration that we run into is that it's easy to point to the haves and say that they're harming the have-nots, the perceived have-nots, especially in a landlord-tenant relationship. Everyone perceives it as a kind of a power struggle when really it's a business-client relationship. And without the client, you know, we don't have a business. So we're not we're not the evil, you know, greedy folks, but that's the way that we're, that's kind of the climate we're in our finding ourselves in right now.
Well, that was one of the things that I found interesting as this became implemented, because we're still expected to have several more years of a very strong market here, right? Because while employment is so strong, right, it's always interest rates and employment that really drives a lot of our real estate activity, because it's whether there is affordability, right? And the thing is, most of the jobs that are in the downtown core are all very well-paying jobs. And as long as we have people come and say from California that our housing is still a good 35 to 45% less expensive and they're being paid the same kinds of dollars in their adjustment up here, they think we're a bargain, right? So we see these things occurring. And what's interesting is there's some folks, part of the reason we have a shortage of inventory right now is because people who are residing in their homes are, one, worried about whether or not they can find another home if they want to stay local, right? But secondarily, they're like, well, I want to ride this wave out as long as I can. And so they're like, yeah, if I wait another year, I might get another 12% on my house. And if it was worth $600 last year, well, that's quite a bit for the next year. And then it's compounded for every year that it continues, right? And we've been running this wave since April of 2012, right? I watched these things very, very closely. We saw when it switched of when listings went well below the buyer activity. And it has been consistent every year now for 6 years, except for maybe 5 to 8 days per year. Right. There's only like a couple of days where the number of new listings outpaces the new pendings. And so we keep an eye on that. But what was interesting for me was multifamily, because the rent prices had continued to go up too at the same time, right? Because there was still so much demand, people coming in, the rents went way up. And so we would see these people holding on to their multifamilies thinking, oh, I'm getting better rents. Now I've got better long-term value. I'm going to hang on to this sucker. And then right as all of those new things passed with the city of Seattle specifically, I rarely saw anything for 5 years come on market in the city of Seattle. And now every day there's small multifamilies that are coming on, and all in the $700 to about $1.8 million price range. And then I go and I look at the rent rolls, and there's rarely anything $2,000 and above. And now, like, Windermere Property Management does all this tracking for a lot of, you know, the market areas that they cover for property management. And the average rent right now in North Seattle is $2,500 to $3,500 a month, right? So what I'm watching